it is reckless behaviour, and you know, you can call it what you want, but I would appeal to those who are taking part in this activity to think about what the consequences of their actions could be. We're in a new year. Don't put your own life in jeopardy along with the lives of others. We've still too many deaths on the roads. That's, you know, what we've been talking about coming up to the end of 2025, and the lives of too many families are being destroyed. You know, I would just appeal, be the bigger person and think about what your actions could bring. But the consequences of this activity, it doesn't bear thinking about. And we are hearing our weather forecast of late that the temperatures are going to be dropping to -4, -5 and maybe more severe over the next few days and the next week. And that'll bring freezing conditions and more dangerous road conditions. And just please think about what you're doing.
A lot of the secondary roads that may be untreated. So this type of behaviour at any time of the year is dangerous, but absolutely ludicrous now altogether when you consider the falling temperatures and the snowfall that we're possibly about to have.
Well, we are in the time of year where, you know, it's so unpredictable and you don't know what one area brings to the other. You know, you'll be driving along yourself and it might be 0 degrees in Gertching. By the time you get to Ballymote, it might be -3 or -4. You don't know what them conditions are going to bring. The regional roads and the national routes will be gritted, but as you say, the local roads will not be gritted. They will be treacherous over the next while. Yes, the council will do all they can to grit what they can, but if you grit a road and you have a fall of snow or a fall of hailstones and freezing temperatures over it again, it's still treacherous. So, you know, we're just appealing to everybody, just be careful. We are having too many deaths on our roads, but you know, some of it can be prevented if you just think about what you're doing.
Very hard for the Gardaí to be round and be present at all these locations where this type of behaviour is taking place, and it tends to move from one location to another on a regular basis to avoid the chances of detection.
All our frontline services probably needs more manpower. You don't want to be putting them under more pressure than they're already under to do their job, what they're doing. When this kind of activity, when it doesn't need to happen, we don't need to bring our frontline services into this. And yes, you know, it's moving from one place to the other, and you know, maybe it's happening late at night as well or early morning where there's not as many guards on duty or frontline or some of our frontline services on duty. So I mean, this is preventable. It doesn't have to happen. But I say, just be the bigger person and think about what you're doing.